Okay, I'm here in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, and I'm joined with me by Fiona Costello, who's a political intern with Jean Lambert, who's an MEP for the Green Party. And I'm just going to ask her a few questions about interning and what she's getting out of it. So Fiona, if you could just briefly, to begin with, just explain to me what your role is in Jean's office and what you sort of do, that would be great.
Yeah, so first of all, I'm Jean Strasbourg intern. So I'm only here during the Strasbourg sessions. The rest of the month I'm a student, just a normal student. So when I'm here, usually I'm working here alone. Jean doesn't bring any assistants or other interns with her usually. So I'm doing normal office duties, like I print out things that are important for her to read, or I answer the phone, I get the post. Sometimes if there are two meetings at the same time, obviously Jean can't attend both of them, so she sends me to one, so I take notes. Yeah, that's basically what I do.
Okay, and you're an international politics student at the University of Aberystwyth, is that right?
Yeah, I do major in international politics, minor in French, so this is why I'm here.
Okay, and so you saw this internship advertised with the Greens, and you just applied for it and decided to do it? I mean, why did you decide to do this internship? What do you think you'll get out of it?
Okay, well, I didn't see it advertised on the internet, because usually they don't do this, because this is just 1 week per month, so this is not a proper intern, like a full-time intern. But I've heard that some people are doing it, so I just called Jean's office and they told me, well, yeah, we do have Strasbourg interns, so this is why I applied. And yeah, while I was studying international politics, I thought it would be good to gain some insight into, European institutions and how all this works, because you hear a lot of things, but, it's difficult to see how it really works, from the inside. And then also, I often feel that European politics is quite far away from the people, because in the media they always discuss national politics, etc. But, European politics, you have a note on this or a note on that every now and then. But I wanted to get, some more information on how the actual parliament works and, how the work as a politician is like. And I feel that Jean is really, really helpful there. She explains me a lot of things and, it feels to me like she really wants to give me the chance to learn something here. So I'm not just, I don't know how you would say that in English. I'm not, just there for, getting the post, just running around for her. But it seems to me that for her too, this is really a chance for me to get to know something, get to know some more, and that's really cool.
Okay, is your internship paid or unpaid? And how do you feel about the amount you pay? Obviously, you don't have to tell me how much exactly, but is it enough? Do you feel like you're maybe being a bit exploited? Is that fair to say?
No, I don't really feel exploited. I'm getting paid. There's some people who get paid more than me. There's some people who don't get paid at all. I don't know how that is with other British MEPs, because I'm the only intern I know who's with a British MEP. So I know from a couple of others, and they're also with other parties, etc. But it ranges, so I'm kind of in the middle there. But then, when I see how other people are getting paid more, but then they work all day long from 8 in the morning to 9 in the evening. And actually, that's what I'd call exploitation. But I have regular working times. And I think compared to other people, I might get less, but I also work a lot less. And as I just said, the way Jean handles this internship, not just running around, but also, do you feel like coming to this meeting with me? That might be interesting for you as well. So this is not only work for me, this is also some sort of, education, I don't know how to call it.
Okay. And how does this internship fit in with your long-term goals? I mean, is it a tool with which you're going to get yourself a job or that sort of thing? I mean, did you take it for that reason?
Of course, it's good for the CV, to have an internship at the European Parliament. Don't want to deny that, but it was curiosity, I think, which in the first place made me apply for this internship. And then, of course, and you meet a lot of people, you see a lot of people. Yesterday I entered the parliament together with Marine Le Pen, which was not so nice, but you also meet a lot of nice people, and it's cool to see how it works, it's like a web, see all the relations and how that works. And that certainly was a point why I applied for that.
Okay, and do you think you would have struggled to get a job if you hadn't have taken an internship. I mean, what's it like for students of politics to get into politics? Do you have to get an internship and then you get a starter job, or is it possible to go straight from your degree into a job?
Well, given that I'm an undergraduate student, I don't think that, you know, just after my graduation, I would be able to get the kind of job I wanted to have. You know, I might be able to get some job at, you know, some office or something, but, you know, the possibilities of, you know, getting up further a bit are probably not so good. I think that doing an internship in general is important. I don't think that you would really need to do this particular internship to get a job later on, but I think then generally doing internships shows your genuine interest in the job, that it shows that you have already gained, you know, insight into the workings of a politician, for example. So if I wanted to apply later on in the job, you know, like with another politician, you know, it would be good if I'm able to show them that I have already, you know, shown interest in this kind of job. So yeah.
Do you think that's fair? Do you think that's fair that you need to do an internship now to get into a job?
I mean, I don't think it used to be like this 20, 30 years ago. So you could probably argue, like, if people were able to get jobs without that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, why not today anymore? I see. But then, you know, for me, this internship is not only something I feel I have to do, it's also something I want to do. Because, you know, you might have different expectations of how a job is like, and then when you do an internship, you see it's actually not. Or, you know, you get, you see that it is, and, you know, you feel that you really want to do this, or like this. So, yeah, maybe this is not fair in this way, but it's still not a bad thing in general, I think.
Well, thanks very much for talking to me, Fiona. That's given me some good answers. Thank you.